With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Student anti-Israeli protesters on American college campuses digging in and vowing to keep their demonstrations going, but some schools are actually starting to shut down now amid reports of more anti-Semitic activity.
Police in riot gear have cleared an encampment at Northeastern University in Boston. Arizona State University says authorities there have arrested 69 people. Meanwhile, authorities say they've arrested 23 people at Indiana University. However, Columbia University in New York says students and administrators there have engaged in negotiations.
That is correspondent Andrew Stewart, a senior Qatari official urging both Israel and Hamas to show, quote, more commitment and more seriousness in ceasefire negotiations. Qatar's foreign ministry spokesman says both Israel and Hamas have made decisions based on political interest and not with the good of civilians in mind. Also, at srnnews.com, at least two people have been killed in Oklahoma after a tornado swept through Hughes County. One of the dead, a small child, six people were hurt. Dozens of tornadoes wreaking havoc in the nation's midsection since Friday, and forecasters say more could be on the way later today. Today is primary day in Puerto Rico.
The island's Democrat contest will be the only opportunity most registered voters will have to officially weigh in on the race for the White House. Like other U.S. territories, voters in Puerto Rico can't cast ballots in the general election, but may participate in presidential primaries and send delegates to both the Democrat and Republican national conventions this summer.
That is Ron DeRockstra. Cambodia having a funeral for 20 soldiers. They died at an army base in an ammunition blast. This is SRN News. In Scotland, a battle continues over abortion.
Lawmakers there are working on a bill that would ban all pro-life activity outside of abortion clinics, even silent prayer. People don't like it. A recent poll found that 77% of respondents oppose the legislation. Scotland has laws guaranteeing freedom of speech and religion, but they don't have the weight of laws here in the U.S. Scotland just adopted a new hate crime statute that many people fear will curtail speech. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Jews in Tunisia, who organize an annual pilgrimage to one of the world's oldest synagogues, planning a scaled-down event this year. They cite concerns about security next month, less than 1 year after a deadly shooting there shook the entire community. Thousands usually make that journey to the 26-year-old building in Zhurba. This is SRN News. A Tennessee Republican Governor Bill Lee says he thinks workers at a Volkswagen plant in Chattanooga made a big mistake by voting to unionize under the UAW.
Before the vote, Lee and five other Southern Republican governors spoke out publicly against the campaign. They argue that if auto workers were to vote for union representation, it would jeopardize jobs. Instead, the union wound up pulling 73% of the vote at a facility whose workers had narrowly rejected the union in 2019 and 2014.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Police departments around the nation reporting a year-over-year increase in sworn officers for the first time since the pandemic. Police Executive Research Forum survey shows more officers were hired in 2023 than in any of the previous 4 years, reversing another trend. More details at srnnews.com.